when we were bombed, we were organizing for something called Redwood Summer, which I hope a lot of you have heard of. It was 6 years ago. I know that's pretty old. But at any rate, Redwood Summer was planned in response to the timber companies having an accelerated cutting schedule, to put it mildly. In Mendocino County, where I live, they were cutting at 3 times the rate of growth. They were cutting faster than they are now because they don't have any trees left there anymore. Headwaters Forest was being threatened. That was one of the issues that was going on then. A lot of activists and EPIC and other groups had gotten together a voter initiative called Forest Forever. And the timber companies planned on cutting down every tree they could that summer so that the vote would be as moot as possible if it won. So our plan with Redwood Summer was to block every tree from being cut down that we could. The plan was to physically slow them down using nonviolent civil disobedience to try to make sure that there was something left at the end of summer, and also to bring attention to this issue. And we compared it to Mississippi summer because we saw some parallels in that, just like in Mississippi with the racists, nationwide, pretty much people sympathized with the progressive people in Mississippi in that state, but locally, there was a stranglehold by the racists. And we saw the same kind of thing here behind the Redwood Curtain. As long as nobody was watching except for us, they could get away with beating up the organizers and cutting down the trees. But we thought that with the eyes of the nation on us, people don't really think that they should cut down 2,000-year-old trees. So that was the strategy, the same one that they used in Mississippi, to put out a nationwide call for students and retired people and anybody who could come to come in the summer and engage in nonviolent civil disobedience.